Hey there, fellow travelers of the Jungle Wastes. Mark back here again for the Traveling the Jungle Waste podcast, the TJW podcast for August 3rd, 2023. It's good to have you here today. It is August now, which means the Ahsoka series is less than a month away, which is really exciting. Its first two episodes are going to drop on Disney Plus August 23rd. How exciting is that? We don't get one, but we get two episodes of Ahsoka. So that will, you know, I think really fill this void of Star Wars, series that we haven't had since the ending of Mandalorian season three. But a lot of exciting news regarding that. Gosh, this week they actually dropped the dates of all these episodes. We found out it is going to be an 8-episode series, which I think is good. I think that's a good amount of time that you can put in a good solid Star Wars story now on a Disney series. Episodes 1 and 2, like I said, August 23rd. Episode 3 on August 30th. Episode 4, September 6th. Episode 5, September 13th. Episode 6, September 20th. Episode 7, September 27th. And the final episode of the series, at least if we're calling it season 1, will be October 4th. So we're starting off the autumn season really nicely here with 8 episodes of Ahsoka. Really looking forward to it. My gosh, between Ahsoka and Sabine and Grand Admiral Thrawn and seeing how does Ezra fit into all of this. This is going to be a very exciting series. They have a lot, I think, of storytelling to tell within 8 episodes, so I'm really looking forward to it. One thing I am looking forward to the most is seeing how much are they going to dip into Timothy Zahn's Heir to the Empire novel, or any of those novels in that original Thrawn trilogy. I'm not saying, obviously, that they're going to redo the stories, but I'm just curious whether or not they decided to go in and pull little things out of those legend books for this series. We already see a couple of these things already, and people have heard, you know, the name of the Chimera being Thrawn's ship. One thing I am really curious about is the use of as Timothy Zahn wrote in his book about those Ysalamiri creatures, which Thrawn would have over his shoulders. Almost looks like a big, long, you know, I don't know, like a mongoose type of a of a creature that he would wear to hold off any sort of Force user's abilities. I thought that'd be a cool thing to see on a series. You know, one of those small items that you found in Timothy Zahn's books, but it would be now on a Disney series. So, anywho, that's coming up starting August 23rd. Speaking of Ahsoka and speaking of things that related to that, one being Rosario Dawson. She was supposed to be at Fan Expo Boston, but I think I mentioned in the last episode of the TJW podcast that Rosario had to cancel her appearance. She's not going to be there, which is really disappointing. I was so looking forward to meeting her. I had my autograph ticket all ready to go. I thought it was going to be such an awesome experience to be able to chat with her just for a few moments to get her autograph and to be able to maybe mention a couple things about the upcoming Ahsoka series, which would just be like another like 1 or 2 weeks from the time that Fan Expo has taken place. But maybe that is the reason why she isn't coming, regarding maybe it has to do with the actor's strike and the writer's strike. But regardless of that, I do hope that Rosario does make an appearance back again in New England, and hopefully that will be soon. Another bit of convention news to mention. I just saw this today, and man, was I disappointed when I saw this. Rhode Island Comic Con, the other big comic convention that I tend to go to on a yearly basis. Ahmed Best is not going to be there. He was supposed to be there, and I just noticed today that he canceled his appearance. Not sure why. It's possible it had to do as well with the actor's strike and the writer's strike. But he was there last year at Rhode Island Comic Con. I was in line, and I got out of the line because I didn't think my wallet could handle any more autograph fees that day. So I stepped out of line and said, well, I'll catch him the next time he's here. And I was so excited to hear that he was going to be here coming this November. I even was able to find a nice copy of that Rolling Stone magazine that came out right before The Phantom Menace that has a picture of Jar Jar on the front cover and inside. It's this great big poster of the cover of that Rolling Stone magazine, as well as on the back of that poster, three of the other covers, Star Wars covers that Rolling Stone magazine had done. I still like having the magazine. It's great to have. I really had hoped that I was going to get to have Ahmed Best sign that to me. But as with Rosario Dawson, I hope that he has the ability to come back to New England again and to be able to go to a convention, to be able to sign autographs, take pictures, and chat with some of his fans. So looking forward to seeing Ahmed Best back in the New England area again soon. Going back again to Fan Expo Boston, while Rosario's not going to be there, we do have a good Star Wars presence at this convention coming up this Sunday. And I say this Sunday, that's the day I'm going, but the convention actually starts Friday, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Which days are you guys going? Are you going to be there? If you see me walking around the convention hall, be sure to tap me on the shoulder and say, "Hey, Mark, I heard you on the TJW podcast. How are things going?" That'd be a lot of fun. But just to give some Star Wars news out there, while Rosario won't be here, Vivian Lara Blair will. She played young Leia in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and everyone knows how much I really enjoyed that series. So it's going to be fun being able to meet somebody who was actually in the series there. And I thought she played Leia very well. It was so much fun seeing a very young Leia, her with her Lola droid and giving, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi a whole lot of grief and just being, you know, being a very typical kid, you know, driving an adult crazy. She did such a wonderful job with that. It was fun seeing also a young Leia on Alderaan. We never really get a chance to see what Alderaan looked like, and we got like a little bit of it in the Clone Wars series on an animated level, but and just an itsy bit of it in Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, but we finally do get to see in that series a lot of Alderaan. We get to see, Leia, she has this huge, talk about a backyard. Beautiful, beautiful backyard that goes for miles and miles and miles and miles. But it was fun to see her portray a young Princess Leia. And I'm looking forward to meeting her and getting my my picture signed by her as well, too. Also, another Star Wars guest who's going to be there, Claudia Gray, author of many books. Claudia Gray, she has done stuff for the recent High Republic novels, as well as the comics that are part of that series. She also wrote two novels which had come out. They were some of the first big, I would say, canon books that came out when they rebranded. They made the old EU into a Legends, under the banner of Legends, and the new canon. A couple of the books that she wrote, one which I really enjoyed was Master and Apprentice. I'm going to hopefully get that book signed by her on Sunday. That is a story about Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi prior to Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Really good story. I just enjoyed it so much. So much fun seeing Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan in those days when Obi-Wan was still just a very young Padawan and Qui-Gon was his master. Interesting too that that book is out and seeing it in light of everything that happens in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. I think there's a lot of connections that could be made. Maybe we'll talk about that sometime on the podcast. That'd be fun to do. But she also wrote a book called Bloodlines, which is, I think it was one of the first canon novels that came out after The Force Awakens came out. And this book takes place, it's like almost like a precursor to The Force Awakens. And when we see Han and Leia as, when they're still together, when they're still married, and they have their, and when they have, Ben Solo there as their child. And she's trying to come to grips with her parentage as the daughter of Darth Vader. So I can't remember if I had that book already signed by her or not. I think I requested a book plate from her and I did put it in there. But regardless of that, I think I might bring it so that she can personalize that book to me as well, too. Haven't got a real chance to read that one yet, but it is on my to-read list. So if you have the opportunity, Claudia Gray, great author and, author of many Star Wars titles, as well as some other non-Star Wars titles as well, too, which I'm sure she will have at her table as well at Fan Expo Boston. Another table to hit up to go by, at the very least, go by, but go there and buy some art from this guy. Rob Taylor at Herofied Art. He has some of the best art out there. My gosh, it is... It's tough for me to imagine Star Wars not Herofied. When he came on the scene, it was just really something else to see how his made his ideas of what does the Star Wars universe look like in my art, and to see these great images that he puts together on prints and metal prints and bookmarks and all these other items that you can have an opportunity to pick up. He has a lot of Marvel stuff, a lot of superhero stuff, a lot of just pop culture fan stuff out there as well too. So be sure to hit up his table. His display is always gorgeous to look at. And if you just want to enjoy looking at his table, it is really something to see. But yeah, if you have a chance, you should pick up some art from him as well too. Good guy too as well, and very friendly. And one other actress who's going to be there, who has a connection to the Star Wars universe, Emily Swallow, who plays the Armorer in The Mandalorian. She's going to be there this weekend as well. I think I might attempt to get Emily Swallow's autograph, just because I am not getting Rosario's autograph, and I always wanted to meet Emily Swallow, because my gosh, she is the Armorer, and right after, you know, Din Djarin, The Mandalorian, I feel she is next on the popularity scale of Mandalorians. Her armor is fantastic. Her acting is great. Really, I enjoyed this character so much in this last season of The Mandalorian, and I might go and try to find something for her to sign, even just to be able to let her know how much I admire her work on the show. I think that would be fun. Yeah, so that wraps up some convention news going on right now. If, like I said, if you're going to Fan Expo Boston, send us a message on the Traveling the Junlin Waste podcast Facebook page. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are about the convention. And if you don't catch me before the convention and you go to the convention, tell me what you thought about it afterwards. So that could be fun as well too. One other thing I did want to bring up as well too, I think I had mentioned in the previous episode that I recorded that I speculated that was Billy Dee Williams going to be brought in for a cameo in the new Lando series. We know that Donald and Stephen Glover are going to be writing the Lando series, but the day after I put out that episode this past week, I noticed that Billy Dee Williams' Facebook page had an announcement that said, "Stay tuned for a big announcement from Billy Dee Williams." And at first I was like, oh my gosh, he is going to be on the Lando series. They are going to have him on there. While that was not confirmed, what we did find out is that Billy Dee Williams has a new autobiography called What Have We Here? And it will be coming out on February 24th. I think I'm going to probably pick this one up. I mean, that sounds like a really interesting book to be able to read, to find. He says from his early days through Star Wars and beyond. So, you know, we had the opportunity to meet Billy Dee Williams at a Rhode Island Comic Con a bunch of years ago. Really wonderful to meet him, to shake his hand and to chat with him for a few moments. We got our picture taken with him. You go to our Facebook page, you'll see that picture of myself and my co-host Dan having our picture taken with Billy Dee Williams. Great that we had the opportunity to meet him, and I'm looking forward to see what this autobiography is going to be like. So stay tuned for that. It comes out to the beginning of 2024, February 24th, 2024. And that pretty much wraps up this coffee cast, lunch break cast today. I hope everybody's having a fantastic day. It's getting towards the end of the week. And like I said, a lot of our listeners here who are in the southeastern Massachusetts, New England area, we're heading to Fan Expo Boston this weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, if you see me walking around the convention hall, be sure to give me a tap on the shoulder, say hi, because I'd love to meet you if I haven't met you already. All right, that is all for today. Have a wonderful day, all, and I will talk to you soon. Have a good one, all.